morning to you. Lots to get stuck into over the course of the next 2 hours. We'll start with performance rankings in about 5 minutes of time. Alan Quillen is going to look back on a month's performance, but really starting All Black Week this Friday. Ireland take on the All Blacks at Lansdowne Road. Owen Doyle is going to look back on the League of Ireland season that was, and Jonathan Wilson is going to join us around about 5 to 9 to look back on an epic Premier League weekend. If you want to get in touch, 0879 180 180 is the WhatsApp number. Colin's here. Colin, good morning to you.
Hi, Ger. How are you?
Arthur, good morning to you.
Hi, Ger.
Well, I do the papers really quickly before we get into the performance rankings.
Do we?
Everybody's bored by the Premier League game yesterday. Rude awakening. Chelsea draw delivers reality check for United, but incoming boss Amorim has one good reason to thank old regime for lowering expectations, is the spoiler alert there at the front of the Indo this morning, front of the Irish Times. I feel responsible. Bruno Fernandes apologises to Ten Hag over sacking. And Andrew Goodman is the feature of the rugby media this week, obviously having worked previously with Scott Robertson in New Zealand. He's now plotting a way that Ireland can overcome the All Blacks. The London Times football pull-out leads with spoiling the party. It's a picture of Dominic Solanke, who scored twice yesterday for Spurs against Villa. And they also have on their back page Joe Marler retiring from rugby. He obviously knew he was retiring from rugby before he sent the tweet about the haka, which was kind of a weird... it's a weird thing to do. He said in his three posts yesterday on Instagram, which was very long, that he'd hugged one of his teammates and said, "I'm done." And his teammate went, "I know." I was like, "No, don't do it. It's stay with us." He's like, "No, you are." Toast. Noise reduction. Bruno keeps Wolves from the door, but gets Keane shooing over Ten Hag. So Roy Keane. So obviously Roy Keane thought that Bruno apologising was bad. Frank Lampard and Jamie Redknapp beside him kind of going, nodding sagely and then looking off into the camera. On the verge of laughter or not? Did you have any thoughts? Did you think they were about to?
I tried to avoid the post and pre-match stuff, to be honest with you.
Well, that's the only thing. That's the only entertainment these days, Arthur.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
I just think it's kind of perfunctory enough. Like, it's just kind of, you'll get to see the best bits with Keane. They'll all get kind of a...
Oh yeah, you don't have to watch it live by any means.
But I have no interest in watching the... Like, I don't
see... Frank Lampard doesn't do it for you.
Frank
Lampard. Jamie Redknapp.
I mean, Jamie Redknapp, I'll almost turn off the game.
Ah, don't be like...
Redknapp's shocking.
I think Redknapp's got better. But anyway, I would be interested to watch. Keane was talking about, like, I don't know if you've seen the clip yet, but you will at some point today, about how no matter what, you always go out and do your best, even if you don't like the manager, even if you despise the manager. I was like, he never despised Ferguson. Then I realised it wasn't Ferguson he was talking about at all.
No.
It was like, he was way down the list of people. Is Big Mick. Mick's there getting ready, to limbering up to go into the jungle. Is he going to the jungle? Has that been confirmed?
I think the jungle lineup is out. I don't think he's in it.
Oh, okay, because he was heavily...
I think Colleen is in it, but not Mick.
He was heavily touted. All right. That's unfortunate. That would have been good.
Jeez.
All of a sudden, Mick McCarthy shuffles into the centre of the pop culture stage.
Yeah.
You know, ITV's most watched TV show. As Steve Coogan... playing you in a movie, you're like, what? This is the late stage Mick McCarthy.
That would have had me in, I must admit.
Gerard, I go as far as to tell you that Barry McGuigan is in I'm a Celebrity.
Is he?
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Butters, I'd say.
What?
It's just him.
I'll get the list for you, will I?
Do you have it right there?
I'll have to look for it.
Blame us for Eric Axe. Bruno says sorry to ex-boss. Mo and you quit scare. Whoa, scare. We must be scared. Mo Salah cast fresh doubt over his future, sparking panic among Liverpool's fat Liverpool fans. Panic around the streets of Anfield. No matter what happens, I will never forget scoring goals at Anfield, he tweeted.
He will be next to near impossible to replace.
I don't
go off too much in a sort of tangent, but I do... I don't think it's even a new thing to even suggest. Maybe it's gone that point where it's gone so far down the path where it's already happened. But how incredibly underrated he is for what he's done.
As in, he's never really... what was the highest he ever got in the Ballon d'Or?
Oh, nowhere near close enough what you would suspect, considering what he did. I think they were saying it was a similar thing in 2019, whenever they won the Champions League. about the kind of they split the vote almost, so none of them kind of came close enough, and whether it was Ronaldo or Messi or whoever, maybe Modric, whoever won it. But
7th and 21, 5th and 22, that's the best he's ever finished up until
yeah
it was 2023.
He's awesomely good, like. I know it's like, it's not, I know where I'm going there, but it's just, it is interesting. I can see why it's not just another player kind of winding it down. When he goes, they'll have a serious issue.
So here's the thing. What do you do? Do you spend whatever money you can, and even if it's overpaying?
No, you can't, I suppose, do that. It wouldn't be the sensible thing, but it is. I can see why there's an emotional response to it.
It wouldn't be the sensible thing to do if you were a really badly run club. Because you're quite a well-run club, you can actually afford to have him be shit for a year where you've paid too much, I think.
Possibly.
In a way that most other clubs can't, because you're coming off quite a high base.
It depends how fine the margins are, and it depends. I suppose if you do it to him, you'll probably have to do it for Van Dijk.
Yeah. But his goal against Brighton there put him up to 8th in the all-time Premier League goal scorers.
Like, that's nuts.
He surpassed Robbie Fowler. He's just behind Thierry Henry now.
You're not doing it for anybody else in the squad though, right? Like, you say that.
Alisson comes, or unless it's Van Dijk.
Alisson, they've already bought a replacement for Alisson. They're doing okay without him.
They're doing okay. He's still the best keeper in the world.
I don't know if he's still the best keeper in the world.
He's in that plateau.
Yeah.
There's no one that's kind of...
The only thing I'd agree with you on Salah there overall, right? But the only thing is, right, he could kind of basically in his head handed in his notice. He's on his probation period, like, to finish up, right? And everybody knows when you're moving a job, like, oftentimes that's your best work. And he could be doing that one last hurrah, the last dance. There, you could be forgiven for thinking this will continue indefinitely, but it won't, like, and his form will start dropping off. But a player like Salah...
But if you got another 15 months out of this, that gives you another 15 months to find a replacement for Jota, who is less injury prone, and for Gakpo to continue improving, you know, and to get someone better than Darwin Nunez. We're called to blame. United skipper Fernandez revealed he phoned Ten Hag to say sorry for players letting him down. Do you wonder how the phone call goes? Oh yeah, great. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, magic.
So I'm just having dinner here.
Well done. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, the kids, the TV on in the background here. I can't hear you.
See you again.
Can't find the remote either, so can't turn it down. But all the best, Bruno.
Yeah.
It's kind of an Instagram post, really. You know, it's like, sorry I missed that penalty, which is something that he did himself when they missed against Villa. Sorry I missed. It's easy. It's easy to say. It's a good political move, like, to come out and say I apologise to him and all that.
No horsing about for boss Ange. Put on his blinkers. That's what the horse analogy is.
Oh.
Something about running in the race. If I was a racehorse, it would be one with blinkers. I'm not looking at the finish line. All right. I don't know much about horse racing, he says, but he knows what blinkers are. Okay, fair enough. A giant feat for cool dude, sure, Jude.
The blinkers keep the eye firmly on the finish line.
Yeah, it means you don't look over to left and right.
Okay.
Jude McAtamney became the first Irishman with 39 years to score a point in the NFL. Two kicks, an extra point and a field goal. I'm hearing the 19th of November, there's an NFL meeting. And that'll be the day when we find out if we're going to get a fixture next season in Croke Park. The Steelers home game next season in Croke Park is up for grabs. And a good chance it might happen. And we'll know on the 19th of November.
Stuff for that. Would Croke Park not be quite...
Big?
No, not quite big. Quite... lo-fi for what an NFL game requires.
I suspect if it happens, there'll be what do the kids say? A glow up?
Oh, glow up, okay.
Maybe Croke Park glowed up. I think the dressing rooms would need to be bigger.
Who would have thought everything?
For a start. Now, they have played college football there, famously moving the All-Ireland semi-final replay down to Limerick, which meant we could never have college football again at Croke Park, apparently, because it was such an outrage. Even though it would be perfect now. But anyway, I think they've come over and they've checked and there's been...
Okay.
So whatever needs to happen will happen. Derry boy Jude's giant kick. He was great from the kickoffs as well. So it looks like he might be able to keep his place. And if he keeps his place, well then that's going to be the start of loads of Irish kickers heading over, hopefully. Too little, too late. Keno blast Bruno phone call to Axe boss Ten Hag. Sorry, last one here. Look at that tackle from... Lisandro Martinez. Normally Lisandro Martinez does these tackles early in the game to make sure that the opponent's best player is incapable of affecting the game, but he waited till the very end to try and ruin Cole Palmer's career with a stereotypical Lisandro Martinez tackle. that the Man United fans are like, yeah, good man, Alessandro. He's living on him there, huh? But what a thug.
It's pretty incredible that he didn't get sent off. They had a quick look at it and they said, no, it's fine. Yeah, it's something to do with force, Mike Dean was saying.
Was it not somewhat similar to the Bruno one? Where he was somewhat slipping away from the direction.
Yeah,
it wasn't like he was coming towards him with
it. I think this is worse than the Fernandez one.
It probably is a bit worse, but I don't know. He
chopped down on him, like.
I think thing afterwards, I don't know, was it Mike Dean talking at the time?
No, it's just a yellow. Mike Dean always said
when he saw it from a different angle, and it was like, oh, that's not as bad as I thought it was.
All right.
Like, again, I'm not, he might be completely, as you're saying, he might be somewhat vested in making sure the ref has always gotten it right.
Yeah.
Mike Dean's position is to defend his recent colleagues.
And maybe that's his role and he plays it very well. He's a 10 out of 10 in doing his job.
He's always bursting to get off the mic, isn't he? He's like, I'm going to race through what I have to say here and get off.
Right, will we go on?
Taking the whole thing kind of pointless.
Give us your Alessandro views. 087-9180-180 is the WhatsApp number. You can leave a comment on YouTube. You can tweet us. That's still a thing. Add off the ball.
Tyrone from Curry is in it. He's an I'm a Celebrity.
Right. Sorry.
And Maura Higgins.
All right.
Yeah.
A very green version. There would have been no room for Mick.
They're the highlights for you.
And Colleen.
Colleen. There's some Reverend in it. And there's a few other heads.
Sorry. The F1 was apparently amazing.
Yeah, Verstappen came back from the...
The rain at Interlagos was biblical.
Like 18th or something, and he came back.
Yeah.